Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And welcome to the show. Those that are listening via Blog Talk Radio on my show page, thank you for listening. And those that are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. This is your show, so thank you for listening to your show. Okay, if that makes sense to you. But our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. For any personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. 770-732-0244. Now, lock this number in, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, that's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in. Call into the show at any time. I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook, as well as Blog Talk Radio. If you do have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box there, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And you should be able to. And so that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, and then on Blog Talk Radio, if you are on the show page on Blog Talk Radio, click on the icon that says follow this show. Set that up, and whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, today's show is called Get Your Tax Questions Answered Today. Get Your Tax Questions Answered Today. We will have a tax professional on the line on the show and in just a few minutes, hopefully. They haven't called into the show yet, but we're still awaiting their call. Okay? So if you guys can go ahead now and your questions together or write them down, go ahead and do that, and once we get the professional on the air, you can call into the show and ask any of your tax questions or tax concerns. Okay. Also, guys, today here in Atlanta, there was a school shooting here in Atlanta. At a middle school, wasn't a high school, wasn't a college, but it was a middle school. Middle schools are, how can I say this? Middle schools are kids that have just left elementary school. Can you hear that? Middle school kids are kids that have recently left elementary school. Now, think of elementary school students having a gun. Think of elementary school students having a gun pointed at someone, pulling the trigger and not feeling any kind of remorse or regret for pulling the trigger. Now, no one was killed today, fortunately, but one 14-year-old boy did get shot. He is in the hospital, but the wound that he received is not life-threatening. But the middle schooler who did the shooting, we found out that he emptied the clip in his gun. He shot at other students, only not to hit any of the other students, but as they were fleeing away from him, he shot at them. Okay? So they were very fortunate not to have any more injuries at that time. Just the one. But he was finally apprehended by the school detective, which is an off-duty Atlanta police officer. And so they do have the shooter in custody. He's locked up right now. So we'll find out what happened and why and all this stuff in the next few days. But this comes on the heels of me talking about gun violence and gun control. And so, you know, we'll get into that at a later date. But today's show, guys, and you can call into the show with any of your questions. No question is a dumb question. So call into the show, okay? 818-301-5834. Our show today is called Get Your Tax Questions Answered Today. Now, I understand that we do have the tax professional up on the line, on the show. Right now, we're going to go ahead and put our tax professional up on the show from the 404 area code, first three digits or 328, and we have the tax professional here. You're live on the air with Frank Williams. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Mr. Williams, I'm actually finishing up with a client, but if you have any questions, I can answer those. Did you want me to share any specific information with you, or did y'all have any questions for me?
Well, just since you have a client, I won't keep you long, so just one brief thing. Tell the audience about filing as far as when when they can file, when can they expect a refund if they're getting any from the IRS, and how that works. Can you tell us that briefly?
Sure. Yesterday, January the 30th, was the first published day that the IRS was accepting returns. People have been filing their taxes, but the IRS just not accepting them on yesterday. So, but that's only for people who don't have to file various forms. There's still about 30 or 40 forms that aren't ready to be filed. And the estimated date for those is February 14th or March 1st. And the main form that most people need to file that's not ready is the form for educational credits. A lot of people have kids in school right now, in college, and that form is not available yet. So if you thought you could go and file your taxes on yesterday, I mean, you might could go ahead and get them prepared, but they won't be accepted until sometimes the end of February or March, 1st of March. Secondly, the IRS is not giving a time frame on when you would get your refund. They're being very cautious because last year they used to publish what's called a refund schedule, and it was so off last year that they decided not to publish it at all this year. So, I mean, you know, we live in a very sue happy society. So, in order for them not to be sued, they didn't publish a schedule. So, what they're saying is you should get your refund within 21 days of acceptance of your return. And most people in the business say, you know, we think that's going to be more like 14 days. We think that they're giving themselves about a 7-day cushion right there. So, but in order for you to start calling the IRS saying, where's my refund, be prepared for them to say, you know, has it been 21 days since you filed? So after the 21-day time frame, you have a legitimate reason to call and ask about your refund.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a great answer, and I appreciate you calling in. We will have to do this again at a later date, but go ahead and close out with your client, and if you finish before the show is over, then call back into the show. But if not, we'll appreciate your call anyway, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot for having me on.
Thanks a lot. Take care. So guys, you know, hopefully you understood that. Hopefully everything, as she said, you understood. And you know, if you do have any questions, you can send your questions to her via my online show page. Online show page there, you can click on the message board there, send me a message, and you can send your question through that message board there online on my show page. And if you're not on the show, and you're listening via cell phone, a lot of you guys have my cell number, or you can send me a message via Twitter, or you can send me a message via Facebook. Just go into Facebook and type in the Frank Williams Show, and you can send me a message via my show page on Facebook. Okay. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834. Now, since we don't have the tax professional tied up right now, since we don't have the tax professional, I'm going to continue to talk about the shooting today at the middle school. Now, I have a problem with middle schools, period. I don't know who came up with the idea of a middle school. I don't know who came up with the idea of middle schools. But middle schools are horrible. If your young kid is in a middle school right now, you know that middle schools are horrible. I don't know I can't pinpoint what the problem is with the middle schools, but it seems that these middle schools are just flooded with maybe not bad kids, but it seems like they're flooded with kids with behavioral problems. Okay? They don't know how to act, it seems like, when they get to middle school. They lose their minds when they get to middle school. And they have to be, disciplined at all times, suspended, all these things. But what I do want to say is, and I know there are a lot of people out there listening to this show that have middle school kids. What I do want to say is, just like a young lady said on the news, is that I hope that something like this, a shooting at a middle school, would help some parents start to take responsibility for their kids. Try to get into their lives and find out exactly what's going on with their kids. There was someone there at the, you know, there's someone there within the household that has failed the kid that did the shooting today. There was someone there in the household that failed with that kid. For that kid to be able to get a hold of a gun, and middle school, I have a daughter in middle school. She just started middle school this year. That's the sixth grade, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade is middle school. She's 11, okay? So I guess you start middle school around 11. And you finish middle school around 13 or 14. The young man that was shot today was 14 years old. So you think about an 11 to 14-year-old kid, child, really, that has access to a gun, a firearm, and they have access because the parent has virtually given them access to the gun. So if you know, the reason I say giving them access is because you did not safely secure your weapon at home. I mean, granted, if that's where he got the gun, he could have got it outside of the home. He could have bought it from someone. He could have, you know, got it from a friend or what have you. That's not important. The important thing is to teaching your kids that guns are not good. And when they're in the hands of the wrong people, they're deadly. Okay? So parents out there, just try to grab a hold of your kid and understand what he's doing, what he's going through, who he's hanging with, all this stuff. Do that. Now, I had a tax professional back on the line. Let's see what she has to say. You're on the air with Frank Williams. How are you?
Hi, it's Williams. I'm doing great. I was checking back in to see if you had any questions to pop up in my app.
No, I sure don't. Not in the last 5 minutes. I sure didn't. I didn't have any questions to pop up. Actually, let me rephrase that. There was a guy that asked me the question is, why did his daughter, now, take this with a grain of salt because, you know, I didn't get any particulars from him or anything, but he asked me to ask you, why did his daughter get fined or whatever for not having health insurance? For some reason, through her taxes, I guess she went to get her taxes done, and there was a fine put on her, as he told me, for 60, I think it was 60 or 90 bucks, because she didn't possess health insurance. Do you know anything about that? Let me tell you, I told him that I never heard of that before. I don't know if you have, but I've never heard of that before. What's your take on that?
Well, I do know it's part of this new law that you're supposed to have health insurance. But basically, on your W-2, if everybody would notice, there's a new I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take this call. Can you hold a second?
All right, I'll put you on hold. Now, okay, so guys, this is a weird show. but let me say, again, I'm going back to the shooting today, is that I'm not thinking clearly here because I'm thinking about the tax professional's answer to this question, and because I want that. I want to know what's going on with that. So I'm going to ask the tax professional, I know she's on another call, but to hang up and call back into the show, and when you're ready, call back into the show, and we'll put you back on the air. So my deal is that you got middle schoolers who are coming to school, who came to school this morning with a gun, okay? Came to school with a gun, with a loaded gun, in order to bring harm to someone. Okay, a middle schooler. not a high schooler, not a college kid, not a grown-up who has a vendetta against someone at work or whatever. This is a middle school kid. Guys, like I say, this is on the heels of my show of gun control and gun violence. Something's got to be done about this. When I was growing up, you know, there were guns around. We didn't have guns. We fought with our hands, or maybe someone had a knife every now and then. That was the big thing, to carry a knife. Okay? Now the big thing is to carry a gun. This is out of hand. It's getting more and more out of hand. And I don't like it. I don't like it not one bit. And the reason I say that is because now, you know, when grown-ups use guns and kill people, you think that, hey, he's a little wacky, he whacked out and all this stuff, or they're on drugs or something, and they went and killed someone, they got a vendetta against someone, so they'll go out and shoot them and kill them. That's a grown person that knows exactly what they're doing. Now, I'm thinking that hopefully, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt here, that hopefully that middle schooler wasn't taught how to use a gun, okay? Taught by someone as how to use a gun. But they shot the gun, hit someone, and injured him. Not bad. The young man that was shot is gonna live. No life threatening injury. Luckily. Okay? Luckily. But what I'm saying is, parents, get in your kids' lives. Understand what they're doing. Understand who they're hanging with. Hide your guns. Lock them up in a safe place where no one else can get to them but you. Okay? Because this is getting out of hand. And it's not the humans. I mean, not the humans. It's not the grown-ups. This is not college students. These aren't high school students. These are middle school students. Middle school is horrible. Like I've always said, I don't know who came up with middle school, but it was a horrible, horrible idea. Horrible idea. When I was growing up, we had, and a lot of you guys know, we had elementary school and high school. Now, there were some people that had, you know, junior high was out in the suburbs, out in different places like that, junior high. But we had elementary school and high school. We went straight from the 7th grade to the 8th grade in high school. I don't know where this middle school came into play, guys. It is horrible. But that's what happened today. A middle schooler shot another middle schooler at the middle school and could have killed him, but he didn't. Luckily, he's going to get disciplined. We're going to find out exactly what happened. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me tomorrow for Free for All Friday. Free for All Friday. You can call into the show, talk about whatever you want to. Whatever you want to. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to tomorrow, and we'll go from there. 6:30 tomorrow, join the show. Thank you, guys. Have a great evening and a great day tomorrow.
Yeah. If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be a fan. a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. You got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I'll get out of
my hey, Laura.
The fun.
Hey, Bert.
What's up?
That was interesting. I ain't never heard of that, how she can get fined for not having insurance. How can they tell she don't have insurance?
I have no idea. It's one of the guys at work. He said, ask your wife why my daughter was fined on her taxes for not having health insurance.
Fine. I ain't never heard of that before.
Find. That's what I was saying. Find. Find for not having health insurance. Or was that like something that was maybe an amount that was added to her income? I don't know.
Having health insurance. Somebody done Googled that. The penalty you have to pay for not having health insurance. Can't resist pointing out that I reached the same conclusion as Chief Justice. To purchase insurance or pay a fine is a radical departure and unconstitutional. New law concerning medical insurance is complete. Or I can be fined if I have no insurance. Mm-hmm. But if I can't afford insurance, when the cheapest option is still too expensive, you can ask for economic hardship. You would be exempt from the penalty for not having coverage, or you have to ask for economic hardship. So if they offer insurance and she chose not to get it and she didn't ask for economic hardship, when do the fines start for not having health insurance? They say you'll be fined $750 or 2% of your income for not having health insurance. When does that start? It said, if you choose not to buy health insurance under Obamacare, can you go to jail? No, but you have to pay a penalty, a tax.
A tax.
For her night, the Republican said she was born and proud of it. Let me see. Something
going on, huh?
Something going on with that. Somebody said, I can't afford health insurance or Obama's health care law. What would I do? I have to pay a penalty fee. I can't afford it. I'm a substitute teacher. There are no benefits, and I don't even work every day. I don't make that much, and I have a lot of health problems that the health insurance company would charge me a lot for. I apply for Medicaid. I can't qualify. Best chance. You would qualify for subsidized care after 2014. Now, they said Obamacare is actually a good thing for you because you'll be able to get out of policy a lot less than. They say you have to ask for an economic hardship exemption to avoid a tax penalty. That's what, so obviously, that's what she had to ask for.
An economic hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So, who do you ask for?
You have to go to her job, her company. So, basically, what they're saying is now with this new tax law, you know, if they offer health insurance at your job and you choose not to get it at your job, you got to get it somewhere or else, you know, they're not going to keep paying for you to go down and get free care when you don't deserve free care because you're working and you can, you know, get your own care. But if you can't afford it, then you got to say it'll cost too much for me to pay for my own insurance, and you get what they call the economic hardship exemption to avoid the tax penalty. If you earn less than a certain amount, then you don't have to have it. So it depends on how much money she was making.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
Wow.
That had come up with me, though. I thought that it didn't go into effect until 2014. You still got time. That's not supposed to be effective for this year or next year. That stuff hadn't even, gone into effect yet, as far as I know.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. We end up potentially. I mean, they haven't had a chance to implement it yet. She's somebody pulling her leg.
Maybe so.
It's not effective till 2014. So I don't know what the hell. Somebody just took her money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true, but, like I said, they are going to charge a penalty, but it's after, this. It's,
Oh, my God. That's a beautiful puppy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful on TV.
Look like a
yellow lab. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow. They had like five of them, right? And they had
mm-hmm.
them. They were all sleeping, and then they clapped their hands and just make them wake up. And they woke up,
mm-hmm.
and then they started walking down this little ramp. And they had two bowls. They had a Ravens bowl and a San Francisco 49er bowl with food in it. And three
mm-hmm.
of the puppies. Three of the puppies went straight to the Ravens bowl and started eating. The other two never did come down to check out any food at all. They just stayed where they were.
Mm.
So three out of the five puppies went to the Ravens thing and started eating. Nobody went to the 49ers bowl. So that was... That's pretty wild.
Yeah. So tell your dude that you got it. That doesn't go into effect until 2014. But yeah, you will be charged a penalty if you have insurance out there and you haven't gone through the proper steps to exempt yourself. You can be exempted from this plan.
Okay. So looking at that, then.
I got to get my last few little. Stacey, Chuck, they've been wasting my time today. I don't know why I even asked the phone. I should have just let it go to voicemail. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Stupid.
So,
I'm calling the last day. Am I too late? Dumbass. Go ahead.
So, how does, As a tax person, somebody come in your office and has this issue,
it's really not a tax person's problem. It's a employer problem. I mean, it's really no big deal to us. I mean, I guess it will be because the penalty gonna be computed on their taxes, but it's gonna be a field. It's gonna be on their W-2, as far as I know, letting us know that. But like I said, should nothing happen to the girl this year. That stuff don't go into effect till 2014. Because open enrollment don't even start till October of this year to even say yay or nay that you want to get the coverage. So I don't understand how she got the penalty.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So she got. That's all I can say.
So where are you? Where are you in as far as your stopping point or whatever?
I got to get about six more. I got to get a couple W-2s done and about six. Oh my God, it's not even letting me log in. I got to get it done before 8:00. Jesus Lord, what in the world is going on? So I'm about 8:00. I'll be through with this portion, and then I gotta get some stuff ready for mail. So I'll be leaving here by 8:30.
All right. Well, call me.
So you got your hair cut, huh? When you going to get me up? I got to go get me up. Is that right?
I thought you said you were going to get her because you had to go to the post office or something.
That's true. I want you to get the trash out. That's what I want to remind you to do this Thursday, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get her. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Forms in process. Can I send me the all off? I think so. Okay, babe. I'll call you.
All right. Well, you're not going to come get me or anything, right? You're just going straight to your mom's and get her and go to the post office.
Unless you want to go with me, but otherwise, yeah, I just, if you want to ride with me, I'll come get you.
8:39. Okay. What are we going to eat? Well, I don't know.
That's so sad. I had something in mind. I thought I was going to make burgers today. I was going to put some burgers on the George Foreman today. That's what I had in my mind to do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Call me.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay.